People started asking if we could do something for their kids' birthdays, so we did that too. Playing happy birthday, Francesco Reina, one of the town's dozen municipal cops, told me. Then a local baker offered to make them cakes, so we delivered those. We even got out and danced La Macarena. Reina kept going even after his wife joined the sick and took to her bed. We surprised one couple on their golden anniversary, playing the wedding march, he said. That man wept. Now the police station is full of brightly painted children's pictures, sent in thanks. The only visible signs of the pandemic scything its way through the town were the muted to and fro of ambulances and hearses making daytime trips down empty streets to collect the infected and the dead. Reina and his colleagues rescued the very sick from apartments, helped ambulance crews, and took food to those who couldn't shop. There was also anger. Posters appeared in windows and on balconies. "We want tests," they read. Perhaps the most disturbing thing was that Santo Domingo could not mourn its dead. In a small town like this, packed with relatives, friends, and acquaintances, hundreds may be expected at the velatorio, the 24-hour wake with the body on display, or the later funeral mass. A local group called I Like Santo Domingo lobbied for the cathedral bells, which are housed in their own Baroque tower, to be rung in honour of the dead. On the evening of the 22nd of March, they chimed solemnly for 2 minutes as people stood silently at windows or on balconies, a tradition repeated every Monday over the following weeks. It was, at least, a communal mourning. "That was really important to the families," said the journalist Albo, who doubles as the group's president. At least they felt that people were supporting them in their grief.